This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello. It's Zim Conversations here on CliffCentral.com with the usual suspects.
What's going on?
KF Jr.
What up, man? It's Big Daddy Black.
You
number
already
one
know,
star,
man.
You know, 5 gold rings.
You actually got your shades on, fam.
I do.
Come on now.
Well, look, if I don't have a set of headphones, then I might as well have my shades on. How's about, yeah,
plus,
exactly.
It's kind of shiny in here, man. We got stars all over the place.
Yeah, and I'm kind of liking these ones, you know.
I'm loving it, man.
I'm growing attached.
But we've been looking forward to this one.
No, definitely.
You know, there's one thing I was thinking we should cancel, because immigrants ain't really doing stuff these days. Nothing interesting going on with the immigrant community.
No, but there's no need to cancel it. Keep it on until something happens.
The weekly highlights?
Yeah.
But you know what? We always focus on the funny stuff, the crazy stuff, you know, the typical border jumper stuff. But I'm thinking, you know, and how we came up with, you know, having all these fantastic women on the show is, hey man, the past 2 weeks have been good to us, Kamu. You know, we gotta thank God, and I thank God. A lot of stuff has been happening in our lives. A lot of doors are opening up.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if they're the right doors, but they're just doors, I guess. Yeah.
So many shared blessings, man, and we gotta thank the women in our lives. The two most awesome women in our lives, my Petey. Hope you're listening. Probably not, because this internet thing.
No.
My Malindi, mom, man, they took care of us. They brought us. They made us who we are today.
Yeah.
They made sure we built relationships with God. And look at what God's doing now.
I swear. Come here, new pair of shades.
Well, he's there. So, yeah, this week, listeners, Zimbabwe, I hope you're listening. This week is going out to all the women, all the young ladies doing fantastic things on the streets. We have Zoe and Bonnie of the High Tea. We talked about them last week.
Yeah. And don't get it confused with the High Tea from Jamaica. Not that one. This is an actual elegant tea. How you doing, ladies?
Thank you.
I swear, the studio just is amazing. It's nice.
Hey, people from Touch Central are like, oh, so who is that? Yeah, like, hey, hold up.
They mind their own business.
Close the door.
Yeah.
Ladies, you want to introduce yourself, please? Let's talk Bonnie.
Hi, my name is Bonnie Chimanikire, founder and creative director for The High Tea. I am excited to be here, and yeah, let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
We're happy to have you here.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
And Zoe?
I'm Zoe Sibanda, co-founder of The High Tea. Yeah, that's me.
All right, you know what's fascinating, fam?
Yeah.
So I was going through Twitter today,
yeah.
And I'm looking at one of their posts, and they created this little, like, thing, you know, with CliffCentral.com and talking about the interview and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they created their own format
of the interview.
I'm like, yo, wait, hold up, fam. They're telling us what we should be asking.
We need it.
I get that.
I opened it. I said, Kev, what's wrong with these people, man?
This is a dictatorship.
We're not coming to their show. They're coming to our show.
You know
what? Our way or the highway.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the high tea way.
Hey. I say, you know, men do not run this world.
At all.
No, they don't.
I figured that this morning.
Women, we just take charge.
We can't help it.
And then, since y'all are so beautiful and present, we'll just have to run with it. Okay,
yeah.
So one of the questions was, how did you guys meet?
Bonnie and I went to school together, but we were not close. I was
at all.
At all.
She was a terrible prefect.
Wow.
I'm a disciplinarian by nature. I can't help it.
Yeah.
What school was this?
Townsend High School.
That's where Rena went.
I had an on and off girlfriend from there. Yeah.
The co-founder of Central
really?
went to Townsend. She was here just a minute. Rena, where are you, mama?
That's good news.
Okay.
Dynamite comes out on Townsend.
Oh,
yo.
Anyway. I know that.
It does. We're not bragging. Really, it does.
So what happened is last year, during the xenophobic violence stuff, right?
Yeah.
I was like, what can we do? What can I do to help the situation? You know, people were on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere, talking about how bad it was, but no one was actually doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I put out a post. I'm like, guys, I'm going to feed those people. Whoever wants to join me, come through. Bonnie and I were friends on Facebook, but we never interacted.
We talked constantly.
So she got in touch with me. She's like, Zoe, what's happening? I'm like, let's do this, Bonnie. She's like, cool. We got onto it, went to Jermiston Police Station, hooked people up, fed them, clothed them.
Oh, wow.
A week later, my house was like a shop rack. We had so much stuff, overflowing stuff. We had so many people getting in touch with us.
It was amazing.
And we ended up having to offload the stuff at orphanages, etc.
Yeah.
Then Bonnie comes to me, she's like, Zoe, I've got this idea. I'm like, okay, talk to me, girl. She's like, okay, let's do this. High tea, this and that. I'm like, okay, cool, that sounds lovely. Let's work on it. We launched the first high tea on the 8th of November 2015. And it was the bomb.
Booyaka!
Wow. Well, then I think then we need to understand more about what high tea actually is.
First of all, I want to say, Kamu, if we went on Twitter and said, hey, guys, we're trying to feed poor people.
Ain't nobody going
to
believe
ain't
us.
Ain't nobody coming yeah. with no food to our house.
And we had people from Australia. We had people from the UK, from America, just sending us stuff and contributing stuff, sending clothes, sending food.
All nationalities.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And this was in a space of like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys want to join our company, the immigrants?
You can handle food and shelter.
We'll keep the bank account.
Yeah,
Australia, no, you listening?
But that's a great
don't
initiative.
Like
I mean,
that.
Like, how does it feel to be able to contribute in such a situation?
Well, it felt
without anyone even forcing you or pushing you to do it.
It felt good, you yeah. know. Looking at the youngest that was there, the youngest person that was there was a child who was 2 months old.
Yeah.
Stranded. It's raining. Jermiston Police Station, open yeah. place. And the fact that we could come in and give them hope,
yeah.
give them clothing, give them warm food. You know, you go to bed and you're like, I'm a good citizen.
Yeah. Like,
I'm doing something good for the community. And it makes you feel like a better person. All the bad you've done kind of gets
overshadowed.
Yeah, you're like, I'm a good
person.
Which
is what everybody needs. It's a little bit of cleansing.
Mm. Yes.
We do.
But I mean, like Kamu said, Bonnie, what exactly is the high tea?
The high tea is a gorgeous excuse for amazing women who are not afraid to surround themselves with powerful, ambitious women and just want to interact and have fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Does it sound like the high tea? I'm thinking of the top hats and, you know.
It does. It is. But with the twist.
Okay.
The thing is that I realized that most events that women go to, it's either we're going to weddings, baby showers, bridal showers, or if it's work in a work context, it's conferences and etc. And I wanted something to, you know, that could combine both, you know, pleasure and business. And that's, yeah, that's what the high tea is about.
What I wanted to actually find out is that obviously because the concept, would you say it's the only event of its nature worldwide, or is it a concept that maybe you derive from another high tea that exists?
Actually, it's so interesting. 4 years ago, my sister visited down from the UK, and
yeah.
she said, you know what, I want to go for high tea. And I was like, high tea, what on earth is that?
Yeah.
You know, and we went for high tea at the Michelangelo, and we dressed up to the nines, and I just liked it, and we were women only. It was a yeah. Sunday afternoon, women only. And I said, okay, this is really nice, but I am all about the grind and the hustle too. So
yeah.
I was like, it would be a nice combination, business and pleasure. And so that's where it was born. So I can safely say right now I don't think there's an event of this nature, well, high tea of this nature that combines
of the style that you
yeah,
guys are doing.
That actually combines business, pleasure and philosophy.
I know a lot of people were trying to jack the idea.
We are watching.
If you don't pay me my money this afternoon,
we
put you on
break. We even support them.
And you know, Zimbos are jackers. Oh,
yeah.
Remember when the first dude went and got cars from Durban? Them ex jackers. Everybody was on that business. My mother was like, Sakatsu, wait a minute. They got to change a business.
I
swear. You know what I mean?
But I feel it's so sad because then now you dilute something that people have taken time
out of. Creativity, you know what I mean?
But I heard a powerful word. You know, you might have an idea and someone might steal it, but they don't have the vision to run with it.
They don't.
You know what I mean? So we clap for them. When they're doing their thing, clap for them because your vision is yours only.
And everything runs with a passion. Mm. Yeah.
And our idea is more about creating a positive narrative about women.
Exactly.
So the haters, the copycats,
the
let them do what they want to do.
Oh. Yeah.
We're more worried about the positive women. We're more worried about the positive women, like reversing the narrative of women are gossipers, women are backstabbers.
Mm, yeah.
We want to create a narrative that
and
says
snitches.
Women help
can't
each
work
other.
Together, you
yes,
know what I mean?
Women build each other.
If Hillary don't win this year, I mean,
yeah.
hey, that's going to be like a thousand
well,
years, a thousand
Hillary
steps back
there.
For women. Man.
Hillary is there, Dora.
Hey, don't mess with Trump.
Don't mess with Donald.
Don't mess with Donald.
Got a couple of votes down here.
But she stopped him.
And I don't know, man. Let's see, man. November's just around the corner.
Yeah, it's going to be a tricky one.
It's going to be a good month.
But I think...
It's going to be tricky for all the immigrants Zimbabweans.
I think Hillary would have to win because... You know, that's basically where the world is going. Like, you know, even the NCU League was saying, like, now, oh, well, we're ready for
it's
a female
time.
Leader.
Yes,
see, something's really wrong now. We're not going to have any say in anything, man.
We already don't have a say, man. We pretend like we got
men
a
men will be forced to come home at 6 by law. Yeah.
Curfew.
Zoe, Bonnie, so tell us a bit more about yourselves individually. Like, what do you guys do, professions? Well, you sound very eloquent.
Very
yeah,
yeah.
It's that Townsend thing.
Yeah,
it's that Townsend thing.
It's quite real. But
of course, it is.
Yeah. Well, last week I just got accredited as a business coach.
Okay.
I've been on a course for 2 years. So I'm accredited and certified business coach. I'm a creative spirit. Like I always tell everyone, I'm an entrepreneur of note. Social entrepreneur.
You sold Kim.
What I'm about. That is what I'm about.
Kim was like, I'm buying this now.
That is what I'm about. But just to say that in all my business ventures of social entrepreneurship, it's just about empowering others. Basically, everything I'm wearing, I got this from some guy who sits under a tree yesterday.
Yeah.
And he made it for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he's one of my suppliers and just a plethora of things that I do. But basically, social entrepreneurship sums it up. Yeah.
It's awesome.
I do the boring stuff.
You're a lawyer.
I studied LLB in tax. So I'm the legal mind.
Wait, tax? Business.
Tax. University of Pretoria.
Oh, okay. I thought it was specifically in tax. I'm like, we need to talk, homie. My stuff is kind of messed up. That little $1,000 that I got in the bank, they're about to take that.
They will take it.
No. So I have an LLB degree. So I'm the legal mind in this business.
Okay.
And I'm...
So you guys are business partners in a sense. I thought you guys were just partners on the actual event. So you're business partners across the board.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Now, that's that unity, man. It makes sense.
It really does make sense, to be perfectly honest, once you manage to achieve it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's dope. But it's all because of Townsend, apparently. So.
Apparently.
Yeah, value. That green uniform. And I'm a humanitarian by nature.
Clearly, Because we were there the whole time when xenophobia was happening. I didn't buy one plate for anybody. Bought a plate for me. And I was like, yo, man, I hope everybody else is going to be okay. And that's for real.
Yeah, so that element of it is also infused in the high tea.
Okay.
Meaning that we have 4 corporate tables that we're selling to corporate.
Okay.
And the plan is to give those corporate tables to disadvantaged girls. That means we're going to be finding them in shelters, in streets, and we want them to attend the high tea.
We also want to empower them
as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll dress them up, and we'll get their makeup done.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a program that brings a pair of shoes during the high tea. And we intend on donating these shoes to orphanages. School starts in June, so they'll obviously be a size bigger, the kids, and we'll donate them there. So we're looking for corporates to sponsor those tables, and we're also looking for women and ladies out there who've got that beautiful dress that you don't wear, that's too tight, those shoes that you don't wear no more. They'll help a girl on the day, on the 12th, and she'll look pretty.
Wow, that's really dope.
That's awesome.
So do you do this like once a year only?
No, it's biannual.
We do two events. Okay,
For this year, the first one was on the 10th.
You know, you could have just said it every 6 months.
Come
on now.
She's an
attorney. You're making it hard for everyone.
She's an attorney. So just make sure you know.
Golly.
It's biannual. Yeah.
Golly.
Okay, so you were saying, so you do one.
It's biannual.
Yeah.
So we do two in South Africa a year.
Okay.
The whole idea is we're bringing this concept, we're taking it home.
Okay. Nice.
And not only them, because our event doesn't only draw Zimbabweans, it draws different nationalities. The same way as our speakers. Bonnie will tell you about our speakers.
Yeah.
Our speakers are across board, the same way as our guests are across board, our entertainers are across board.
Yeah.
So it's not only a Zim thing, it's an African thing.
Oh, nice.
Pan-African, that's dope.
Yeah.
In a former life, before I realized I'm not that smart, I used to do child rights activism, worked a lot with Zimbabweans. Worked for Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
Yeah.
Recently, there's been this drive in South Africa, and I worked with child rights mainly. And I never realized this, but in South Africa, there's this drive, Yema pads.
Sanitary pads.
Yes.
And I didn't, guys, it's naivete, but I didn't think that was an actual problem.
Yeah,
it's a huge issue.
I didn't know. Are we facing the same thing in Zim?
Yes, we are.
Is there anyone doing it?
Yes, they
Ngugi, actually, and our
Ngugi's on the show next week.
Ngugi is our fashion director, Mr. Haiti, he calls himself.
He's
heading a campaign,
Even Keith.
And Keith, and Oliver Keith.
He's doing a program in Zimbabwe, whereby they're sourcing and providing sanitary towels to girls in different places. Because girls are really missing school because of stuff they
can't control. So how are we giving away ARVs and stuff and condoms.
Yeah.
When UNICEF hasn't thought of this, like cats. I mean, I walk by the pad aisle like 24th. I got 8 sisters. Sometimes I'll be sent to buy, you know, my OB and stuff, right?
Yeah.
They never look that expensive.
Oh, this is getting crazy, man. You should buy some OB.
Dog, I was that kid who walked around with my mother and she'd make you hold the bag, Mumbabas. And I'm just there like, really though?
Wow. This is a real Thursday morning.
Dog, they've been controlling the world forever, man. I gave up a while ago.
No, but it's true, because I went to Discam the other day. I was picking up a couple of things, and then, yeah, they have this whole thing whereby, like, I think you add an extra 10 rand, and then, yeah, like, you've got this basket, and you can throw sanitary pads in there. I bought, like, 4 packs. I just thought, well,
why not?
It's depressing that the government spends so much tax money on improving condoms. You know, lately we've got new condoms. So much money is spent on it. And my take on this is very radical. It's, if you're old enough to get an erection and to put it in somewhere, then you should be...
Yeah.
You should be able to buy it. You should be able to purchase it yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
but for girls, it's beyond...
A period is not a choice.
It's not a choice. It's something that they can't have... They have control over. And for them to miss school because of something that they
it's
can't
ridiculous.
Control... Yet government chooses to provide condoms.
No, I agree with you. And it's that Western mentality where, like, oh my God, this is for free. This is for free. And you're like, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
No, man.
Can we have free sanitary towels?
Get out of here.
Can we have free sanitary towels?
Yeah, but this is Africa. We got to have the free condoms. Let's not advocate for the free condoms.
What we forget with things like Protector Plus and stuff is that these things are manufactured by the U.S. government.
Yeah.
It's a way of keeping money within their system.
Yeah.
Right? All these NGOs that we think are here to help us, USA, blah, blah, blah. With all due respect, they're giving jobs to other Americans.
I agree.
Tell you, oh, we've got a $50 million budget.
Word.
3/4 of that budget is going to paying the salaries and admin for their people.
Yeah.
And they come in, they live in lavish houses, and then they drive down once in a while to Mpumalang and be like, we're here. Anyway, Bonnie, you're going to tell us about the speakers.
Right.
My bad.
Like a rat,
I'm like, okay, let me chill before I get fired. End up getting fired, no reason.
Wow, we've got some amazing speakers this year. First of all, I'll start with the man candy. His name is Matthew Mensa from Ghana. But he stays here in Johannesburg.
Matthew,
yeah, Matthew Mensa.
Light skinned dude.
Yeah, light skinned.
Classic
candy man.
All the way.
Come on, you've got something against me.
I have no
problem.
Matthew's
kind of
Matthew's guy. Matthew's my boy. Shout out to Matt.
Yeah.
Matt. Matt had a few problems over some things, but we're cool.
So Matthew Mensa, but on a serious note, the reason why we got Matthew Mensa is because he is an advocate, you should know.
Of course.
You know, human trafficking, you know, and all his humanitarian activities. He's worked with the UN. He's doing amazing thing and, you know, running orphanages and off Hillbrow and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've got Matthew Mensa. He's coming.
No, Matthew's dope when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's bringing, you know, that class.
Hey. Is this something we need to ask Buddy? She said we got Matthew Mensa.
Yeah, so coming down to Southern Africa, we've got Cynthia Mkombo. She is a dynamic businesswoman named Business Influencer of the Year by CEO Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
She owns a company called Masana Hygiene, which employs about
3,000
people, mostly women.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And next one is Usis Thandi Zwana. Thandi Zwana is a business manager for film. She's got years of experience in the film industry, but she's pretty dynamic and she's behind most local productions. Yeah.
Okay.
It's sweet.
What?
We got to wrap up. Can you guys just tell everyone listening how to get tickets, how to get in touch with you guys?
www.thehighttea.co.za. All the information is there. Tickets are 650 rand. They're available on Quicket. And
when is the next event?
It's on the 12th of November at River Meadow Manor in Centurion.
You can get us on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
It's The High Tea. That's what it is. And on our individual Facebook pages, I'm Bonnie Chimanikira and I'm Dombizoto Azoi Sibanda.
Sweet.
Got it?
Come on.
So make sure. Catch them on The High Tea on the 12th of November. And yeah, I hope, like, tickets are not an issue. Like, it's not going to be one of those where you have to reserve a ticket, do this, do that. It's not that hectic, is it?
Well, you do have to reserve a ticket. I mean, it is a bespoke event.
You don't have somebody standing at the door.
We have
like,
a limit. We have a limit to
campaign. But one thing I must add with regards to payment, we're going to have a snap scan type of thing. So if you've got snap scan, then you can pay. But you have to register prior because limited seating, 80 seats
only.
Oh, man, we thought you'd be charging at the door. coming me with the bouncers, cashier.
No, hey.
I'm good at selling the tickets outside.
You guys are welcome to come later on. And we also have an Ask a Men segment, whereby we put a panel of guys and the girls, ladies get to ask them any questions.
I want to be part of that.
We ask the guys to be honest. So we've got married guys, we've got divorced guys, we've got single guys. So you guys can come and be part of that panel.
Thank
as long
you so
as you
much.
Be honest.
No, we will be. I'll be cutthroat. Yeah.
So every woman is invited. Ladies, come through. It'll be an event that is worth it. You can check out our page and see the events that we've posted before, and they've been powerful.
Oh, dope! Thanks. There you have it.
There you go. Zim Conversations, cliffcentral.com. We're going to take a small commercial break. If you're listening and your friend ain't listening, make sure they download the app and press play.
Yeah, well.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Not everyone who likes cars is a petrolhead. Some of us prefer the unmotoring side of cars. Yet we all spend so much time in these machines that they have become an extension of our personalities and reflect quite a bit about who we are and where we are in our life stages. On Auto Central, we understand this.
Make sure you're up to speed with all things motoring by tuning into Auto Central every Monday morning at 9 a.m. just after the Gareth Cliff Show, or download the podcast on autotrader.co.za. Auto Central, motoring's biggest power hour, powered by Auto Trader.
This is CliffCentral.com.
The sounds of Simba Tags, XQ by Shupi, produced by DJ Tamuka. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy, man. Zaka Naga. Everything is all good.
Everything is all good.
This is in the building. Miss Braga.
Hey.
I thought this was a clothing line, to be perfectly honest.
What do you mean? It's going to be. It's merch, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see.
I'm working
on samples
at the moment.
We got Nadia in the car in the building.
Booyaka.
I'm telling you,
that's
man.
That's my new thing, man.
It's crazy. It's taking us a month and a half to get you
on
the show.
You have no idea,
that's
man.
Not true.
It's true.
Really?
It's true.
I think it happened perfectly, though, because we were just a podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Congratulations.
So, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We tried. What's happening, man? What's going on?
Hey, everything's great. I was just shooting my music video yesterday. It's my good fatigue. But otherwise, everything's going well.
It is, eh?
Yeah, work 100 all the time.
100%. Yeah. Last time I saw was at the H-Town party, Cocoon.
Yo, it was so lit. I was so lit, actually, that day.
Did y'all not talk about that, man? I didn't make that.
Yo, I was gone.
They were throwing money at you.
Yeah, they were throwing money, like 100 rand, 200 rand notes. 100 and 200,
I told them, listen, guys, you can't do 100.
Why?
It's got to be 200. Come on, man.
Yeah, there was another guy that had a stack of 200s and was like, lit. But I walked away with 400 bucks because, like, the dancers were in.
No, that wasn't the dancers. That was the big ass guy in the front who ended up buying a bottle of Jamaican.
No, I saw the girl. She was in the actual, like, where I was performing.
I
saw her ass because she was like this.
Digging
like,
in. You got to tell her, money back, money back, money back.
I'm performing money back. That's
why they started throwing the money. Yeah.
They're like, here's your money back, girl. Like,
well, look, interestingly enough, Nadia and the guy being in the building on Zim Conversations must mean something.
Yeah.
Nadia, give the people a little bit of background of your Zim heritage, if you can call it.
Okay, cool. So, for one, I'm born and bred in SA.
Yeah.
I did my high school in Kenya.
Yeah.
My dad is Zimbabwean.
Yes.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then my mom is like Zimbabwean and South African, so she was both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my mom and my dad are divorced, so obviously I grew up with my mom.
Okay.
My mom's side, and I have a lot of family in Zim, but yeah.
So you travel back home much?
My grand comes here more often than we go there.
Oh yeah.
But the last time I think I was there was probably 2 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah, because our whole family's here. Like
but 2 years ago would have been when that would have been Queen V's all white party then.
No, I went again.
Did
after
you go
that.
Again?
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, I went again.
Where
after
is home in Zim?
In Chinoy.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's
Chikono.
I've lost so many homies at the caves.
Ah, what do you mean?
I swear, because you know
they said there was diesel at the caves. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, we found diesel. Yeah, I'm like, first of all, diesel is processed, brother. Like, you don't find diesel.
Yeah, just like chilling on the ground. Yes, diesel. No, no, but it's true. Like, to the Chinoy caves, apparently, you can't swim to the bottom, otherwise you disappear.
You can't say certain things. You can't point. You can't.
Yeah, you can't point.
Yeah, the last brother just pointed at, like,
just go.
He didn't even know he was pointing.
He was
probably trying to, like, want to fly, like, like, that's
and there's
crazy.
White monkeys and there's mermaids.
Oh, the white monkeys are cool. I know one because Stan. Stan is a hustler.
No, like,
you just
monkey.
Give names to everybody, no, like Stan.
But you know Stan, the monkey from Chinoy Caves, he's got everything on lock. He's handling all the mint.
And he talks.
Yeah, of course he has to
like
talk.
Like, he speaks, like, you know,
that's one
very
one of the most.
Chinoy
Caves.
Like,
the
she's looking very scared right now. It's very magical.
Yeah, don't be going there pulling funny looks.
No. And pointing.
Yeah, you ain't coming back.
And don't speak no Tswana or Zulu.
Only Shona.
Hey, only Shona. Yo, Nadis, I mean, you know, one thing I hate about certain interviews and conversations, journalists are lazy. Presenters, TV hosts, you know, everyone, they ask the same question. So, why did you decide to get into music? Did you sing in a choir? No. I want to know the moment that you signed documents, the paperwork with Family Tree.
Yeah.
What was going on inside? Like, what was that feeling? How did you...
The funny thing is that Gamu mentioned the Queen V event that we had in Zim that I was at. That's actually where it all started, because when we were at the airport, I bumped into Casper and Family Tree and everybody.
Yeah.
And I made them aware that I'm not with my contract anymore and I'm looking for, like, really strong management and stuff like that. And they were like, okay, cool, let's discuss it. And then a few months later, that's when we kind of solidified it. And it was like everything I was hoping for, everything I was waiting for, because before I was with Sy, I was with Sid Records, and he was an amazing person, but he didn't have a lot of time for the music industry. He tried his best, but he was trying to be the producer, the record label owner, the manager. And you can't do too many things at the same time, you know. And it's also he's studying as well as working at Multi Choice, so he had a lot of stuff they had to do. So I really needed a team, and I really needed strong management and Family to offer that to me. So when I was there and I was like, this is happening, it was the best time. And also the things that before we announced it, we had been working together before that, so I knew that there was a lot of stuff that was gonna come.
It all progressed, and you were like, okay.
Yeah.
And obviously, how would you feel? This is probably the best move of your career so far?
Definitely. Definitely. We've done so much. I feel like I've been doing this for quite some time, but the legwork that we've done in the couple of months since I signed has been so colossal that I don't think I would have been able
to
do it anywhere else.
Bash the Zimbabwean, by the way.
Yeah.
Does not sleep.
He doesn't.
Oh, wait, you don't call me Bash Zimbabwe. That's Zimbabwe. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Kim. That's Zimbabwe, you Zimbabwe, he colored, you colored. Hey, let's make this happen.
I've been trying to get them to hook up, dog. It's just not popping off. But, like, obviously, I mean, like, anybody in the industry has half a brain can see that this move has made sense.
Yeah.
And like, you know, for you to join Family Tree at a time where, obviously, they're more premier artists, obviously, Casper Noivers, who owns the label, but definitely he's willing to put in work to make sure that everybody else, like, you know, gets what they want. Because, you know, the movie's out from... Cash Time.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of people just keep leaving Cash Time.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. It's like maybe they just open the door and close it. Like, what's happening? Like,
I don't know.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can only, like, know what's being said in the tabloids right now about the fact that he's not letting them shine. And I feel like for us, I Cass has never been a person to keep things to himself. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't have to share Nicki Minaj stage with me, but he did that. He didn't have to, like, take us on his tour with him, but he did that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing in the future. I mean, Philip Orlando Stadium, he's allowing us to open up and be part of his set, not just be the opening, but be actually on prime time. So he's been able to really share his stage and his platforms with us. And I think that's amazing that he allows us to grow like that. And it's about the end of the day, you can't blame your record label owner if you're not putting in the work. If you don't have a project to release, he can't release you. You need to put in work, and that's why with Braga there's work to put out and it will come out. So I don't know.
And like with your new joint, was that a shot that you fired in the movie on it?
I have no idea. Do you think so?
It sounded like a shot to me.
I don't know.
It sounded like a shot to me.
I don't know. It's whatever you want it to be.
I'm like, okay.
Wait, okay. Let's get into this.
Yeah.
Who do you get along with?
Everybody. I get along with everybody.
Like, who do you call on a daily basis? Like, yo, girl, what's up?
Those are my girls. I don't have industry girl friends. You must know that. Like, okay. my girl, I think you've met I have literally four best friends, and those are my people. Like, I don't have, like, industry people that I call and say, let's go have dinner or lunch or whatever. Yeah. It's my girls. Like, those are, like, my people. Like, one of them I lived with. The other one, we went to varsity together. The other one, we worked together when we started advertising. The other one, I met through the other two. So, it's literally been before all the hype, and they've always been there for me, and I always have them around me.
Is it by choice?
It's natural, and it's also by choice, because I feel like people that are not in the industry can be very, like, give you objective, like, and I need that a lot, because sometimes you get involved in the hype and what's happening and all this, and you sometimes need an objective view on what's going on, and they can be like, yo, girl, no, don't mess with that man, like, yeah. Oh, don't be doing this, or don't be doing that. So it's cool, but the thing is that it's also nice, because, like, when they're out to support me, they really are to support me. It's not like we had a gig and you also have there for that gig, and when they come out, they're coming out with a conscious decision to be there for me, which is nice to know that you've got people that are out there genuinely
too, because you know, it's really hard to get that in the industry, especially because there's a lot of fake people in the industry.
For me, that's how I felt. Like, I'm thinking to myself, okay, wait, it's only just recently opened up for female rappers. So isn't it the best time for y'all to unite and just explode? You know what I mean?
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, for me, I'm just like, you know what? At the end of the day, why must we unite? Everyone must grind. Grind and work hard to get to a point where they want to be. We don't have to be pulling each other up together. No, at the end of the day, it's all our own hustles, because that's when you're naive and you're like, let me bring you with me. That person's going to stab you in the back to get what you got or whatever. Because the thing is that the pie is not for everybody.
No,
it's for
not.
People that are deserving. Yeah. And not everybody is deserving. I learned the hard way. So I'm just like, now, I'm like, for my people, and that's it. I'm not going to meet you in the industry and say, let's go as women. No, I'm not doing that. Because as women, we've been able to run shit ourselves for a very long time. We don't need to unite to get shit popping. You can do your thing and I can do my thing. We'll see each other at the top if you get there. But
I like this new Nadia. This new Nadia.
Get you
is
it, man.
Is this what family treats us? Comes in with a beast.
It opens your eyes.
The hand gets this, man. She flexes.
Yeah, she's banging on the table, throwing the mic. Hey, fuck this shit.
The thing is that, like, for me, I mean, I've been on two of the biggest songs. Well, now three with Raga.
Yeah, of course.
Biggest songs in the country. I mean, Amon Tomazana remix was like the biggest song.
Yeah, that's what really put you on.
Yeah, Do Like I Do was the biggest song when it came out. Raga now is killing it. And for me, no other woman did that for me. I did that for myself and my team and who I was with. It was my moves. You know what I mean? So you can't expect just because there's another girl that's doing something dope, she must just bring you up. No, you must work. You must grind and get yourself there, because it means so much more. Like Fifi Cooper, she does such amazing things.
Yeah.
And it's going to mean so much more when she's done it on her own without giving credit to someone.
Kev knows a lot about that. Yeah.
What's up, Fifi? Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, y'all like kicking it?
No. That was not Sit On Radio.
Y'all are kicking it, ain't you?
No. I think a brother would like to kick it.
Would like to kick it. I can hook you up. Like, we cool.
Yeah, I got a number, man. We talking.
Excuse us. I really like Fifi. I like that she's focused. And she's the same. She's also like, she's got her friends. She's not like in industry and whatever. She's like, she got her friends, she moves with her friends, and she's happy. And I like that.
Well, I think the industry is very sectional, because everyone pretty much chooses who they want to hang with. Which really doesn't matter at the end of the day, because like you said, it's the grind. You know, the grind is what's important. You could hang with AKA for all I care.
But you have no content.
Pop off. That's not a guarantee. Yeah. But I really like the combination between you and Bash, and obviously the way you guys have been working towards the project. Braga's Out is the new EP.
Yeah.
Very nice joints on there.
Thank
I was telling him earlier. Good body of work.
That
could have been an album, or a lot of joints could have gone on an album.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I like the way you explained to say that, no, look, you know, like at this stage of the game, you know, it only makes sense to kind of like work on the EPs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the album work can still come, you know. Because
I was actually pretty surprised as a novice in the music industry when the single came out that quick.
Yeah.
Like it was like today, Nadia Nakai's been signed, then tomorrow we've got money back. I'm like,
But you know,
hold up.
That's that sly family tree stuff. They had it all lined up.
I thought, and then, you know, and then there was that other thing. The whole, what's that thing with the remix?
Oh, Baddest.
Oh, the Baddest remix. Yeah.
So a lot, I think a lot of people, like people who don't know that much about the industry, probably thought Awinna, he just signed her to get back at this dude.
Oh, yeah. But people did say that, but it wasn't like...
Yeah, but then the minute the single came out, I'm like, they ain't playing.
Mm-mm.
This is money they look after.
Yeah.
I honestly believe, and I, like, look, the reality of the whole thing is that the addition of a female to a camp from a hip-hop perspective does make sense.
Yeah.
It's worked for so many labels before.
Yeah.
Rough Riders, if you look at Young Money, if you look at any of the look at G-Unit, there's always a female element because something has to make sense.
Yeah.
And obviously you're one of the baddest females in the game right now, and it's good that you have some Zim heritage.
Yeah.
You know? You cross the border to kick ass.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, there's Ali Keys. Ali is the one that plays
keyboard. Ali Keys,
He's also
from Zim. You see, what's happening is that all these cats are roping in Zimbabwean talent and utilizing it. Casper did it. Gareth Cliff is doing it with us. like, it's pretty clear that, you know, we have a clear direction of making things pop up.
Definitely.
But this is dope. I mean, like, it's a great space for us. Maybe it's a space that we can also utilize to then fix things back home from an entertainment
perspective. You already know. Because things are really lacking back
home. Yeah, because people actually know. They don't actually know. A lot of people don't know Ali Swinzen.
Yeah,
you just think he's a tall Zulu ass dude who got dragged from a jungle.
I know.
Yo, let's actually quiz Nadia. Nadia, okay.
Crazy.
Favorite artist in Zim right now?
Winky D.
Hey! That's crazy.
I love him. Yeah, I think it's cool. Next question. Oh, I thought those were questions.
Rapper.
Rapper, Ten Diamond.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A Few Good Poems is dropping real soon, 30th September.
Yeah. And there's another guy named Calvin that's also pretty sick.
Calvin,
he's
from Blaware. Calvin's pretty dope.
But
it's
just the disconnect, man. Like, no, like, with rap back home, but that's another story for
me. I know, but like, dancehall is huge back home more than actual hip hop. But I mean, everything starts. I mean, hip hop in SA wasn't this 5 years ago.
Eee.
Like, it's grown so quick. Yeah. So you never know. We just need to keep making sure that we just rip where we're from as well.
But
you
see, the difference that has happened in SA is the amount of grind time that has been put in.
Grind
time needs to replicate back home. It's just that there's also a lot of situations at home, you know, the way things are going, people are just like, hey, you know what, maybe rapping for now is not the most important thing.
Let me go sell chicken.
Yeah.
But it's the truth, but I get it.
So then it's like, maybe I can put some bars down, like, in the bank.
Like, at the end of the day, I mean, there's a lot of South African musicians that were doing day jobs while they were rapping back in the day.
Yeah,
it's only gotten to this point where you can actually live off it. So at the end of the day, everything comes in time. You just need to keep working. I mean, if it means you're doing a day job while you're doing your music, do that until it gets to a point where you can resign. I mean, when I started, I worked in an advertising agency.
Yeah.
And I was working while I was doing my music.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where my music took off and I was like, okay, cool, I can let this go and focus on my music. Yeah. So you have to do what you got to do, but you can't leave your passion.
Do you think an academic background gives you an upper hand?
What, in hip hop?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it just makes you more aware and more smart of what's going on and not naive and like no one can pull the wool over your eyes, kind of does. And
you
like
actually read your contract.
Exactly. And for me, like, I have a marketing degree, so it helps a lot in how I built myself as a brand and how I want to give myself to the audience and how I want to package it and all that stuff. So it helps a lot. But I think, in a sense, that, you know what? Actually, I'm just leaving there. Yeah.
And in line with your endorsements, how's that going?
It's cool.
Okay, what do I know so far? I know about the... What's the drink thing that you got going on?
The brutal fruit thing.
Okay, and play as well? Oh, you got play as well?
Yes.
What else you got? You got cosmetics?
I've got a clothing endorsement by Swap.
That would be great.
How did all of this happen? God damn. What the hell is going on?
It's the grind, Blair.
Can somebody like endorse me even for a little thing? Like,
man,
yo,
man.
Huawei.
We can't even get Aquavita.
Aquavita don't even mess with us.
That will touch us. But it's all right. We see you.
Thank you. Yeah, so I've got a clothing endorsement, I've got a hair endorsement, I've got a nail endorsement.
Crazy.
And then makeup is guys.
But isn't
but
it dope?
I'm getting like a few.
Isn't it dope that the game is now at that level where you can actually get these things?
Yeah.
Like, hey, man.
It helps a lot because, I mean, like, for me, my performances are very important. So I get, like, a custom-made outfit for every show.
That's really dope.
You know, so at least, like, when I get on stage, it's not something that someone can get from, like, a Zara or whatever. It's, like, genuinely custom-made for me, which is nice because I think of myself as, like, if Beyonce and Rihanna had a baby, it would be me. So that's why, like, my shows are always, like, on point.
Did you just say that?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. And your love life, how's that going?
I'm focusing on the money in my career right now.
You're running away from the question, homie. Come on.
How's that going? How's that going?
Their brothers listening right now. Yeah. That's awkward silence. Like, hey, please, Lord, please.
I'm sure they're like, thanks, come on, man.
We've been waiting for that one.
Let it go.
If I asked that, you'd have been tripping, though. But anyway,
why would I?
Let's go, Nadia. Come on. We're not. No one's gonna save you from this one.
I'm not. Nobody.
okay, well, there's no life left.
Okay, brother, so listen. Look, the bank account details, FMB, 6380-459-159, and my branch is four ways more. But listen, you got to put the money in before the end of the show, so I know you should. So that's what it is. You know, that's what we do on this show. Like, we give people opportunities to hear what, because they ask. They're like, oh, you've got Nadia on the show today. Can you ask for me? So, yeah, man, it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you.
Bring that money back.
But obviously, it's really hard to balance a love life in the industry, especially when you're really like going hard for what you're going for like right now.
Yeah.
Is that one of the reasons maybe that, you know, there was a little bit of conflict or tension or whatever?
I think the thing is that it's so weird that I was with him for 4 years and I never felt any like conflict or tension or pressure in the game until things really popped off.
And that's what happened.
And that's what happened. And it just, I think that we just, and it was for both of us. It wasn't like just me. For him as well, he wanted to focus on his career.
Yeah.
And I think maybe a lot of the time I was a bit of a distraction for him and vice versa.
Yeah, so shout out to Dunn, man. I mean, like, obviously he just dropped his own
He's
trying to push the whole R&B movement now.
Exactly.
So yeah, it does make sense.
It was like an amicable breakup?
Yeah, it wasn't like anyone cheated. It was like a discussion. So it's like, let's see each other on the other side.
But even if you cheat, you can still amicably like, you know, like,
no, the heads are rolling.
Can't even get into that, man.
There's no cheating. No, somebody's dead. Like, somebody died.
Anyway, that was Nadia
Nakai. If you were about to drop that money in the bank, I think you want to walk away.
No, my brother. That's what it is. Nadia Nakai, Zim Conversations. That was dope, man. Braga.
Thank you.
Yeah. I need a cap.
I'm a hooky up. I'm changing. I changed the logo, so I actually need to go pick them up. I haven't had time to pick them up.
What is that?
But it's the logo on the EP is the one I'm doing on the caps. It's not like this.
Heavy, dope.
So, right, yeah.
Cool. We'll be waiting for that. You're going to need one too, right?
Hell yeah.
I'm a hooky all
up. I want a t-shirt. I want a tank top.
We want everything.
Everything.
Yeah, it's hard. It's summer. You know, I got you. Don't worry, I got you.
Yeah, man.
I got some booty shorts too.
Cross-dressing. I'm cross-dressing now.
It's all good. I got you.
You got booty
booty shots that say Braga on the bottom.
We can rock that to the next pop bottle.
It looks so nice on camera.
Wow. Zimbabweans, if you don't get this every time I say it, you need to get this. Is a dedication to ZBC TV. I always do this and nobody seems to get it. It's called a short commercial break. I always say small commercial
break. Yeah, because they're too long.
No, because that's what they actually say. They say small.
It's a small commercial break.
And I'm like, wait, hold up, small. Do you mean short? Like,
okay.
Yo, another small commercial break. Then we're back with Kim Jade Robinson. You have no idea the beauty that is in this building
this
today.
Fly.
Yeah, she's fly.
You have no idea.
Can I have your dress? It's suede. It looks so fly.
Nadia Nakai, the one, Braga, go get it.
Yep. Zim Conversations, ClipCentral.com. We've got the beautiful Kim Jade in the building. Kim, sorry, today just got really crazy. Too many beautiful people in one room.
It's okay. I know you guys can't handle this many women.
Oh, shots fired. Today is not our day. We were looking forward to this, man.
See, I told you about this whole 550 women in the studio. It wasn't going to work.
Y'all weren't ready. You were not ready.
But anyway, it's part two for Kim, so it's fine.
Yeah. The first time we did an interview with Kim, we were still a podcast. I love saying this because, you know, we just progressed overnight anyway. And I'm like, no, hell nah. We gotta get her back into the studio live. This is quality for live. I wish they could see. I wish this was TV.
No, they will see.
The show is coming, guys. It's coming.
Oh, yeah? You want to do a TV show now?
Oh, hey. Our show. Hello.
Oh,
yeah. Good conversation.
I think that
would be very nice. That would be very, very nice. So since we last spoke, what you been up to? Okay, I've seen you everywhere, at every shoot. At every fashion show,
Montblanc, this one, that one. Modeling, this kind of clothing.
I see why she can't get a man.
Guys, I'm a busy lady.
Yeah, she's too busy.
Ain't nobody too busy. Well, Hillary Clinton's married.
I mean, but look what she's married to, though.
Shots fired.
Again.
Okay, Kim, tell us a little bit about Kim Jade Robinson. We know, but, you know, tell the listeners.
Okay, hey, guys. I am a model and fashion blogger, and also do a little bit of emceeing and TV presenting here and there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just living life, loving life.
Where's Kim Jade Robinson from?
Guys, I'm Zimbabwean. By the way,
exactly.
I'm so over people being like, oh, no, you're not from Zim. Yeah, show us your passport. I'm like, I can't put that on the internet. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. I'm from Zimbabwe, born and raised. And I came here, studied, got my honors degree in social work and psychology. And now I'm working, hustling, making that paper.
Yeah, she's pushing, man.
Everybody in this room, all the women seem to be making paper. I ain't making nothing.
What?
Take notes, honey. Take notes.
Yeah. Either take notes or marry one of y'all. Hey, Bonnie, you single?
Hey, Bonnie. Hey.
You had to go right to the top.
You're like, yes. Straight ahead,
Baba. I want the business coach. Yeah. I want the coach. Yeah.
So what's coming? Tell us, what's new? What's going on?
There's a lot going on, guys. I have a whole bunch of amazing collaborations coming up.
Yes, I saw that as well.
Yes. Yeah. I'm working with tons and tons of local designers, as well as awesome brands like Sorbet for one, mm-hmm. Black Betty. Oh, I'm emceeing an awesome gig at the end of the month, mm-hmm. October.
Yeah.
It's called InStyle Society, and what they're doing is it's all about women empowerment.
Okay.
And teaching everyday women how to dress themselves, do their own hair and makeup, and mm-hmm. just be fabulous, you know?
Well, that's dope. So that's like another version of the high tea.
I mean, I don't know if we have food like them, though.
No.
I think it's more...
Is it just make... I was going to say invite us, but if there's no food...
Ain't no food.
Guys, it's women only.
Hey, when there's women, we want to be there. We want to learn things. We're those type of guys.
If there's an after party, I'll invite you.
Okay, cool. No
You'll
problem.
Be my number one.
Oh, sweet.
There you go. There you go.
Immigrant Weekly moment.
I swear to God.
Wait, but hold up. Like, guys, I'm... Okay. Who needs more help in terms of dressing? Women or men?
Men.
So why is it everything's for women? Ain't nobody doing nothing for men.
You see, there you go. So there's an avenue that we can come in.
Okay, there we go.
You see?
So who's going to take us up?
Ours can be like a high tea mixed with your thing.
Yeah.
High liquor.
Oh. We already got a lot of that. But you are on the right track. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, you just ruined a perfect opportunity for us to make some money.
Somebody's listening. They know we're just playing, right? Not actually playing. Because at least they get that Irish coffee.
Yeah, nobody's playing about liquor. Would you want to help us with that?
Would I? Totally.
Yeah, because that would make sense. Like, men can learn how to groom themselves and stuff.
Yeah,
and what you do is you get the best people in the industry, the best stylists, the best people in male grooming, because male grooming is a big thing right now.
It's huge, yeah.
So
yeah.
Why is it we don't hear anything about it, Kim? Like,
I don't know. I don't know the Joburg spots, but I know in Cape Town there's tons of places that it's just for men's grooming.
We know why.
Waxing and shit. No. Mm. No, don't throw shade.
Don't throw shade.
I'm just saying.
There's nothing wrong with a man that really takes care of himself. It is
that's
super
not exactly
sexy, guys.
I mean,
but don't be more work than us. Like, you can't be in the mirror longer than us. You can't be taking selfies.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I take care of myself. I just mean there are extents to taking care of yourself. If you are a dude and you're doing your eyebrows, I'm like, wait, hold up. Come on now.
What if you have crazy eyebrows?
No. Just keep them like that, man. Yeah. Sometimes
you're old school.
You're not
men.
Not necessarily, but your eyebrows?
I mean,
shave your beard, your eyebrows.
If they're crazy, I think there's nothing wrong with taking care of that situation.
I don't know. Maybe
a well-groomed man in a suit. You know, you got that fresh cut.
Are you sure he's a man, though?
No, guys, it's sexy. Hello. I'll be like, hey, I'm single.
I don't trust
my number.
I don't trust too many of those brothers.
Nah, man.
Shout out to the heavily groomed brothers. I'm going to just keep it low key. You know,
you know, I trim my nails. Yeah. I stay clean. I use Dove soap.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
No, I mean, yeah.
Shout out to Dove.
Yeah, Dove. Hey, Dove, you know what? I'm going to call Dove soap, man. Hey, get a
sponsorship.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what I mean? And I got this beautiful skin. I just need to go get shaved.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are extents to it. There's some stuff that's just a bit too much.
Like what? Like men wearing makeup? You think that's too much?
That's definitely
why
too much.
Why would you have to ask?
No, for real. This is the world we live in, guys.
It's reality.
Hello, Caitlyn Jenner was the face of MAC just now.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Like a few months ago.
But we all know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, she's making more money than all of us combined.
Come on, I did it.
Times 10.
But there's certain ways of making more money times 10.
Yeah.
Than that. Like, you know,
we just did
you can still do weed.
A couple of months ago.
You can still do weed.
A couple of
what?
Months ago, we
you
did a.
Weed.
Guys, what are you promoting? Hello, we're all about empowerment. Let's uplift each other. Let's do better in the world.
Cannot uplift anything I want to know about.
I mean, Kamu and I did, like, even, like, that's just when you came, right, for the first interview.
Yeah.
We are just done with the series of TV thingy that we've done, which is coming out soon. But, I mean, besides that, we didn't even allow them to do our makeup on set.
No.
Nice.
We're like, no, we're going to go raw and we'll still look good. I think makeup is a no-no.
I think the true story is that they didn't have no makeup. I think they forgot it.
Budget, guys. Budget cut.
And the thing is, I don't want to wake up being a different person from the person I was a couple of minutes before. You know what I mean? Yeah. You wake up and like, wait, hold up. Who is this? Excuse me. Who are you? You're not the person I took home last night.
You're crazy, I swear.
Okay, so Kim, wrap it up. Where are you based?
Between Cape Town and Joburg.
Okay, and where can the people find you on social media? Which is the best place to find
best
you?
Best thing, guys. Yeah. Everything is Kim Jade or Kim Jade Blog. So Twitter, Kim Jade Blog, Facebook, Kim Jade Blog, Instagram.
Guys, go to the Instagram.
And then she changed the other Twitter. You're lying. What was the first Twitter?
No. It's Kim Jade Blog, guys. Let's stay in the now. Let's not look back.
we gotta be.
It used to be Kimisto. Zim Conversations, KissCentral.com. Kamu Piri, KF Jr. We had an amazing time, man.
Guys, see you Sunday, 2nd of October. Make sure you're there. Four ways.
Domain Lounge.
Yeah, 150 rand. Go get a ticket.
12 till 10. Thank you to the High T. Bonnie, Zoe, thank you to Kim J. Robinson, thank you to Nadia Nakai.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you to Palliser. Don't pull us. Palliser,
don't cut us. No, Palliser. No.
Pay our rent like everybody else.
No.
This is CliffCentral.com.